We're taking over this hour of Folk Alley because we've got some very special live music. It's the annual show, annual WTIP show, the Ladies Music Club, who are up here playing at 7 p.m. at the Wonder Bar. And ladies, thank you for coming back.
We are thrilled to be back.
That's
our
awesome.
Fourth year?
Terrific.
Third or fourth? Right? Something
fourth.
Like that.
I think it's our fourth annual.
Jeez. Yeah, we've become a tradition.
It's the tradition. We have Meredith on bass. We've got Aaron on violin. And we've got Barb on guitar. Bern is also on guitar. And then we've got Sarah as well on vocals. And what's new? I guess let's start it off. I don't know what...
Well, we've never played at the Wonder Bar.
The Wonder Bar.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so do the locals say Wonder Bar? Wonder Bar? Are we going all German on the situation?
You know what? I think there was some confusion at first, but I think it's very Americanized Wonder Bar.
Wonder Bar.
But I still occasionally call it Wonder Bar.
Well, and we've
been
calling it the Glamp Ground.
The Glamp Ground, that works just as well.
Yeah.
Did you bring your glamping gear?
Well, we're kind of always outfitted with glamping gear.
Barb's just pointing to her necklace over here.
We've always got a little glam going on in our casual kind of way. Glamp. Yeah, we're glampy most days of the week.
Meredith told me about your new ride. You've got a new, tour van. Is that?
Gosh. Yeah.
The van is not new. It's the vanity plates.
Oh, what did they say?
We love WTIP. No, they don't.
No.
They don't.
You can't have that because Carl Solander already has that.
Oh, my gosh. See, that's a small town. Yeah. I can't even lie on the air.
We got moose plates.
Moose. Oh, man.
Don't forget, we are still in hunt. Not really hunt.
No,
in view
that's
of,
the wrong word.
Wrong word.
Seeking a moose sighting.
Moose sighting is still on the agenda.
Yeah, 4 years we've come, not
list,
a moose.
I
thought you got it last year.
No,
right
no. It's a rumor
so
of a
close.
Moose.
People
it was
with
the
us
rumor.
Saw the moose.
Yeah.
One of our party saw the moose.
A roadie.
Okay.
A roadie saw
a roadie, yes.
Saw a moose. We still have not spotted one. We think you're all lying.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
I know. Meredith just looked at me like, are you kidding? You're going to alienate all the people, the good people here of Grand Marais.
How about Wolf? I actually saw a wolf just the other day. So
here, right in town?
Just south of town, on 61, actually. So I can confirm
that would count
wolf
too.
Sightings
would
are also
you know, we'd take
possible
a wolf. That
sure
would be cool.
From the van.
From the van. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, we've got the license plates.
All right.
Yeah, the moose mobile. I don't know, are we calling it that?
I am.
Oh, you are? Is that glampy
decided
enough?
I do think
know
you should.
That
look
is extremely glampy.
Is it? All right. Then it is.
That's good.
Well, and we got 5 people, 4 instruments, and our sound system and all of our gear into that one.
Into
band
the moose mobile.
So clearly we don't glamp that much, or we would have not had room for everything.
True.
Yeah, that's right.
True. Yeah, we're traveling late these days.
We got the Ladies Music Club here on the air, and I know we ask this every time, but how did this group come together and become a club of lady musicians?
Well, Berna and I started making music in her living room.
Yeah,
many
and
years
your kids
ago
were little.
Yeah, my kids were really little, so it was probably 8, 9, 10 years ago,
time.
Maybe 10
I
years.
Lost track.
We should do the math someday, yeah. And then brought Meredith and Barb on through, well, we've said it before, Barb and Berna are sisters, so the audition process was grueling to let Barb
yes
in. And Meredith and I knew each other through our kids. And then last year we brought in Aaron on fiddle, and Aaron and I know each other from college.
All right.
Way back in the day.
A web of knowing each other. Let's start out with a song. I think it's time for some music.
Yeah, so people ask us, what do we sing? We've got covers, and then we've got songs by our own singer-songwriter, Barb. First, we're going to do a cover. First time we've done it on air, so we're excited about that. It's a good one. And then after that, we'll do a couple of Barb songs.
All right.
Blue skies from pain. Did they get you to trade your heroes for ghosts? Hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change. Did you exchange a walk-on part in the war for lead role in a cage?
Ladies Music Club live here on WTIP doing Wish You Were Here. That I think that's my favorite Pink Floyd song. So I'm really glad that you played that one.
It's a good one.
It really is. 7 p.m. at the Wonder Bar. And hey, what's up, Rhonda? we got Jeff Nemitz on sound as well. And music. Let's ask Barb because we know that she's got some songs coming up next. How long have you been writing songs, or do you remember when you wrote your first song?
I was probably about 15. All right. But we're not going to hear that song.
Are you sure? I want to hear some angsty 15-year-old songs.
She has not even shared it with the band.
Oh, really?
I wrote a song with my grandson this week. I said, let's write a song about your visit here. Mm-hmm. And this is another one that probably won't be played on the air, but it was a very fine song.
What was the subject matter?
Biking to breakfast.
Hey, that's a great song.
That is a fantastic title.
Can I share something? This is absolutely true. Just last night, I was cleaning up a ton of stuff, and I found a bunch of my old notebooks from high school, and I had a list of like half-baked song ideas when I was like 17, and one of them was just one of the bullet points just said anger, and that was it.
It's so 17.
It was, yeah. Oh,
what 17-year-old has anger?
You can use that. Just give me a little bit of credit.
That'll show up next year. You'll hear a song about it. This is what Barb does. She takes these just surreptitious little notes while we're talking and then shows up a couple weeks later and she's got a song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
A couple weeks. It takes me a long time.
Well, can we go right into that one?
Yeah. This is called Star-Shaped Pocket.
What if the sky falls down
piece by piece, and cloud after cloud, while the stars are scattered on the ground. Not a wish to be made, or north to be found. Well, I have a star-shaped pocket. I will gather them up, and I'll lock it, hide them safe away. Save them for a starry day. I've been preparing for this all my life. What if the rivers run dry, seeping into the earth or rising to the sky, while the fish expire with a sigh? When the
original music from Lay's Music Club here on what was meant to be Folk Alley. We've taken over the airwaves for some special music, and you can catch them at the Wonder Bar at 7 p.m. tonight. Barb, what was the name of that song again?
Star-Shaped Pocket.
Star-Shaped Pocket. Really liked it, just the opening riff and everything. That was really good. And it featured some nice percussion with a... is the sock still on that thing?
It is. Yeah, that was my advanced cabasa playing. I tend to get a little, what would you call it, Meredith?
Enthusiastic.
Enthusiastic. Thank what? You.
It's called a cabasa?
Yes.
Oh, it could be a cabasak.
Oh. Well, there it is.
I didn't know what it was called. I was going to say marsaka earlier.
We've got to explain. So, yeah, I get a little enthusiastic with the percussion. And so sometimes it needs to be... My enthusiasm needs to be dampened, and the cabasa right now is covered with a quite a delightful little ankle sock that just makes it a little less loud. What's great is that we're trying to figure out, God, how do we get that cabasa quieter? And Aaron says, "Well, I have a pair of socks in my pocket."
As one always has.
Because, well, you know what? We are equipped for all situations, pretty much. So we threw on that sock between the five of us. Yeah,
you need to be when you're glamping.
This is the truth. Plus, I mean, look at this. We're ready for just about anything when you look down
Pretty
the road.
Rugged.
We anticipated that Will would come up with another winner for us. And
the
so,
kabasak.
The kabasak.
I got to be careful with that word. We got to keep this family
so
friendly.
We were careful and considered also to bring another treat basket.
We did.
Oh,
we
no.
We
I
did.
Didn't see it there.
We did. Not you know, little, every yes. year.
It's the treat basket.
Well, it is. It's the time of the program when we give the treat basket.
Yes. Already? Are we already doing this? Or are we going to wait till the end?
It's your show. You tell us.
We're going to wait to the end because I want Jeff to come in here.
Okay, we'll wait till
we'll get him on the mic.
It's fair enough to include Jeff.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay, we'll wait. It's a surprise at the end. Right. Can we throw a little Dolly Parton at the situation instead?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay.
I'm always down with Dolly Parton.
It's actually our take on a lovely Appalachian folk tune that she did an arrangement of, and then we took her, and man, we'll never live up to Dolly, but we've had a good time doing this one.
All right.
Little sparrow, little sparrow, precious, fragile little thing. Little sparrow, little sparrow, fly so high and feels no pain.
All ye maidens, heed my warning, never trust the hearts of men. They will crush you like a sparrow, leaving you to never mend. They will vow to always love you, swear no love but yours will do. Then they'll leave you for another, break your little heart in two. Little sparrow, little sparrow, precious friend.
Broken dream of a poor, false-hearted lover and his evil cunning scheme. Never trust the hearts of men. They will crush you like a sparrow, leaving you to never mend. Little sparrow, little sparrow, precious fragile little thing.
Ladies Music Club doing awesome rendition of Dolly Parton's song, Little Sparrow. Actually, you know what? That album that's from, I just had my memory jogged. So you said that's like a traditional bluegrass tune. Is that right?
An old Appalachian.
Appalachian tune.
In a million forms.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That album also has a song on it called Shine.
It does.
Which is, that cover
is... That cover's fantastic.
It's one of my favorite covers I've ever heard. It's so
Agreed.
Good. That should be your next project.
Is that would
nailing
be a
that
good
one. Collective
yeah.
Soul. Look
that
it
is
up.
A fantastic cover.
Ladies Music Club, 7 p.m. tonight at Wonder Bar Night. Do you have another show up at Hungry Jack? Is that on Saturday, I want to say?
Yep, on Saturday, also at 7.
7 o'clock on Saturday as well. And I think, is it you? Your family, Meredith, has some connection up here that keeps you coming up?
Yeah, my in-laws live right up on the Gunflint Trail, and they've become our pseudo promotion managers.
Here in town. Right.
Here in town.
Yeah.
They get the word out, and we pretty much take over their home for 3 or 4 days.
Equipment and
the
all.
The price is right.
Yeah.
That's right. And I just learned before the show that you've got a following now of some Canadian friends.
We do. You know, here's the deal. We come into town. Second stop, WTIP. First stop, thrift store.
Thrift store.
Yeah. We have to. We've got some thrifters in the bunch. Yeah. It's a fantastic
little
thrift store.
Well, and we always need something.
We always need something. We've always forgotten something. And so it was packed today. What is going on in this town? I mean, it was elbow room only in the thrift
everything.
Store.
Yeah. It's peak season.
And there was a group of Canadians. They could be listening right now, actually. We did, and they perhaps are our largest fan-following group of Canadians, even though they have never heard us sing.
Enough qualifiers, yeah, and they're for sure the largest of something.
They are the yeah, they're going to be our fans.
There's
they're
a joke
tonight.
About really nice Canadians in here somewhere.
You know. We'll work on it for next year. Yeah, they're going to come tonight. They bought a lovely little deviled egg plate, I believe.
Oh, no, darling.
Oh,
they didn't buy the deviled. They didn't buy a deviled eggplant plate. They shared the recipe for the world's best deviled eggs because the gal behind them in line was buying the rooster container. And
yeah.
So they got talking about chickens. And this gal, the Canadian, Susan, I believe, regaled us all in her
recipe.
She did,
the whole, yeah. The whole thrift store.
It was everything I could do to not take out pen and paper. And I realized I love her.
Yeah,
so
well,
I followed her
not?
Out. I followed her out mm-hmm. of the thrift store.
We kind of cornered her in the parking lot, frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To let her know how much I appreciated knowing that Hellman's is the mayonnaise of choice.
We should get them to sponsor our next tour.
Hellman's is chicken league.
No, yeah. Her.
Well, either, I guess. Canadians, Hellman's. We'll take any sponsors, really. Yeah.
Okay, honestly, can you start a podcast? Because I would listen to this all the time.
Oh, we'd be,
Adventures
we go
in the
all
Thrift
night.
Store Night.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, yeah. Just the thrift store alone. Yes. Yeah.
This
yeah.
is North Shore Community Radio in its purest form right now. Ladies Music Club here in the air. And yeah, let's do another song.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Next song is Barb's, inspired okay. by, was that our first summer up here,
yes.
I think? Yeah. Yep.
Well, and Star-Shaped Pocket was inspired by Erin's story last year
That's
about
right.
her husband.
Every summer, something spawns a song.
Yes.
It could be anger.
That's what
you know, who knows? I don't know. We'll
Wait,
have to see.
Did Will give us permission for that?
You get permission.
Yeah. You let it go. All right.
The interpretation is completely up to you. I don't even remember what it was.
This is Handbasket. Built her house of plastic.
could. Guess I never should have put all my precious things in that handbasket. Well, this is a crisis. I need my devices. Whatever the price is, I already paid. Why is it that conventional respect? Have you found that your intentional kindness can run right into a wall of disconnect? Now I'm standing on the rim, staring at the hole where I left my soul. Probably should have known that hell would be sarcastic. I don't know what I could have done. There's a butterfly effect, hopeless to detect. I can't help but lay the blame on that handbasket. Well, this is a crisis. Where are my devices? Whatever the price is. That I was in control. Does that seem just a little bit ludicrous in the face of an infinite universe? My devices. Does this give me license? Oh, to hold your hand. If I reach out, will you grab my hand and hold on?
Music from the Ladies Music Club here on WTIP, 4:30 right now. New song, Handbasket was the name of that one.
Yes, have you seen that bumper sticker that says, where are we going and why am I in this handbasket?
No.
He's like, I have no idea what she's talking about. I know.
Oh, I get it now. All right. I have to think about it. Man, so much to like about that song. I loved it. That was a like real... It had different, you know, phases to it. It was a pretty epic song. I really enjoyed it.
We're pretty lucky to get to sing her stuff.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Lucky that you will sing it.
And I like the line about the pig making her house of plastic. That was maybe my favorite part.
That's a little of my preschool teacher coming out.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you were a preschool teacher. Do you sing these songs for your students?
No, not that one. Not that
one. A little too heavy. But speaking of baskets, there's a basket here. Jeff, are you, no? Okay.
Not, he's got to run for it.
All right.
Well, you know, every year, did we do it the first year? Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Maybe not.
But almost actually, every I'm not year. Positive. I can't even remember.
We didn't know
why
you the first year. See, it was the inspiration of what a wonderful couple of guys you are.
Oh, thank you so
absolutely
much.
Absolutely, and how much we love comics. So we started bringing these little thank you baskets. They've been getting more and more involved.
Yeah, yeah. I feel bad because I didn't bake you anything.
You know what? You set up a beautiful little studio for us.
He made coffee for us today.
That is actually true. And hand-delivered it right
well,
to
Jeff,
us. Yeah.
The ladies have made us what seems to be poppy seed muffins. Little muffins.
Lemon poppy seed.
Yeah.
And some bread. Is this pumpkin bread?
Banana bread.
Mm-hmm. For all you listeners out there, I'm sorry that this is not a visual or olfactory show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It really
little
should
cookies.
Be.
Well, oh, but my yeah. Lord.
Wait,
there's kind
they're
of a
shaped
long,
like a mousse.
Kind of a long story to that one.
They're mousse cookies.
All right, yeah. Let's skip it.
You're joking.
No.
You're
we
joking.
Wish they were the real deal. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's a Sweet Martha's bin. Not Sweet Martha's cookies.
Sort of like
oh,
a
but still,
cover.
Meredith
it's
made
a cover.
Them.
It's a cover.
I'm blown
of Sweet
away.
Martha's cookies.
Yeah.
Hey, any cookies are great cookies. Oh man, this is my favorite.
Yep.
By
there's
the
just
way.
A little bit of bourbon in there. You know, you might. Yeah. Jeff's like, oh, I should come in for the gift basket. No. Yeah, a little bit of bourbon.
Got a little,
and a little bit,
bit
of spice from
yeah.
St. Paul.
Oh my! I thank you so much. I can't even like. Comprehend what's happening right now. Are we still on the air? More cookies, a little more of everything. Jeff, we're going to split this up and we're going to have a feast as soon as this is over. I hope that you like desserts.
Yep, throw some grilling. Yeah,
a little barbecue rub later. On the oatmeal cookies. That's a taste sensation. Thank you
all
so much.
All made in St. Paul. All,
as always.
All local.
Yeah. Man, I don't even know what to do right now. I'm just
we
like,
kind of like
so
embarrassing
excited.
You every year. That's
it's so easy to do,
oh,
honestly.
It's fun.
So, and of course, what did you say, Jeff?
Make him sing again.
Make him sing. Jeff wants to get this over with so we can eat something. All right. So tonight, 7 p.m., Wonder Bar Ladies Music Club, Saturday at 7 at Hungry Jack Lodge. What else is on the docket for the Ladies Music Club?
You know, then we're going back to the cities. We've got some gigs in St. Paul. About which?
Well, we set the goal last year that we would have played in Minneapolis.
Oh, that's
by
right.
By the time we got back here.
That's right, and we did.
It happened.
Yeah, we did. We crossed the river. We crossed the river, went into Minneapolis and played. That's true. Yeah. Did we cross the river? Why are you giving me that look?
Well, it didn't go great.
I was going to say, she's remembering. She's picturing.
Oh, no.
She's
it was fantastic.
The crowd.
Oh, it was fantastic. We had people dancing. There were dancers.
Yes, we did.
There were dancers. Yeah, so we have made it
it's
into
a
Minneapolis.
Special night for Riley.
It was. I know. It was. You know, our shows are fairly family friendly.
Good.
Yeah.
This another true story of what happened. Someone asked me who the Ladies Music Club are, and I said that they're a group of women from St. Paul and not Minneapolis.
Oh my God!
Well done.
Yes. Whoop whoop.
I thought
love
you would appreciate
it.
That.
Absolutely love that. We are all from St. Paul. Yeah. St. Paul chicks.
All right. I think we got one more song. Thanks again for coming in. Thanks again for the goodies. I really hope the show goes well tonight. And I know that you're all talented players, so it will. So it'll be
thank you
a great
for having
time.
Us. We love coming every year. It's a high point of our summer. We sing a lot of songs by women and women's groups as well. Try to fit as much in as possible. So this is our rendition of a song by a group called The Staves.
Oh, man.
Take it back or let me go. It's better if I tell you so. I've heard you once before and I'll do it again. Everyone I know is gone. And I don't even know myself. I'm saving up to take a trip to Mexico. I heard it's the place to go. I want to see the colors of another sky. Carry me home on your shoulder. Dreamed of, I'll be
best of years you never know. Any of the songs I wrote older than a year or two, but I love you so. Oh, carry me home on your shoulder.
Ladies Music Club doing the staves here on WTIP. I almost expected you to say First Aid Kit because of Aaron's shirt over there, but that's great. Wonderful band, wonderful rendition of that song. Thanks again for coming in. This is always so much fun. And yeah.
Thanks for having us back every year.
Absolutely. We're going to keep it going for sure. We're going to get that moose. You'll get the mute. Get the moose.
Without a doubt. On your last newsletter, our hosts gave you a picture of moose in their yard.
Oh, right.
Two babies.
Yeah, two babies.
So they'll be up there for you.
We're hopeful.
Yeah.
Yep.
Berna, Sarah, Barb, Aaron, and Meredith, thanks again. We're going to bring you back to Folk Alley. Yeah, thanks to Jeff as well. Yep. We got Folk Alley coming up next, and then we got the news at 5, so stay tuned.